We're going next to Yemen, one of many countries facing protests right now. Protesters there have been calling for the removal of the country's president for almost 2 weeks now. Yemen is yet another American ally in a region that is in the midst of an upheaval. We're going to talk about this with Laura Kasanoff. She's in Yemen's capital. She writes for the Christian Science Monitor and for the New York Times. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what are you seeing in Yemen's capital Sana'a today?
Well, right now is a continuous sit-in staged by majority students in front of Sana'a University. They've been there since yesterday morning at 10 a.m., and they're much better organized than they've been in the past 2 weeks with protests, which they've been just marching down the streets, mid-thousand, 2,000 people, and they routinely get beaten by what we're calling bantajia, or these plainclothes thugs, which many expect to have a relationship with government who are actually in the police force. Today, protesters have just sat in one place. They are distributing food. They say they're going to sit there until President Ali Abdullah Saleh steps down. There hasn't been any violence, really, in the past 24 hours, though there definitely are a bunch of these bantajia or thugs waiting about a block away from the protesters. So if the past 2 weeks have taught us anything, there will be some clashes between the two sides.
I want to understand if this is limited to the students or whether it is spread more widely.
It's majority 20-somethings, either who are students or recently graduated and are unemployed. But we have seen some other elements from society joining. There are lawyers who are taking part, human rights activists, obviously. And then yesterday, Yemen's coalition of opposition parties announced their support for the protesters. And some people from this coalition of opposition parties have joined the protests. However, we haven't really seen any of the leaders come out to the protest yet.
When you say 20-somethings who are unemployed, that makes me think of students who were students but who are done with their education and now can't find a job, which is something we've heard about in one Arab country after another. Is that what's happening here?
Yes, yeah, they've graduated, they can't find work. Or something I've heard multiple times is that in order to get a job, they have to pay maybe like $50 or something like this. But $50 is a lot of money in Yemen.
$50 being a bribe.
Exactly. This is a common complaint amongst everyone, and they're sick of this. They see this corruption in their society. And these youth are more tech-savvy, so they're more turned on to the rest of the world, and they realize this isn't how it works in the West. So they see this, and they want a better way.
The president has said that he will step down at the end of his term in 2013. Why are people not satisfied with that?
The president has promised that he would step down before presidential elections in 2006, which didn't happen. So, A, they don't trust him, and even if he does step down, they don't trust that there will be no inheritance when it comes to Yemen's presidency. Just straight up, they don't trust the president when he promises something.
One other thing, when we talk about this youth group, young people who are educated but can't find jobs and are connected to the world, I'm imagining that that group as a percentage of the population is smaller in Yemen than in Egypt, simply because Yemen is far more isolated and a much poorer country. Is that correct?
That is very correct, yes. Which is one reason that this has been a slower process in Yemen, or, you know, we haven't seen the mass uprising in Yemen that we saw in Egypt.
Laura Kasanoff is a reporter in Sana'a, Yemen. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is NPR News.